worth it.
I watched Noel, that one with new with Anna Kendrick.
Anna Kendrick.
I heard it was bad. Bill Hader. Yes.
Oh, the Christmas movie.
Yeah,
Bill Hader. Right.
Bill Hader's in it. Oh, now I gotta watch it.
This is a new movie, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
They were talking about like to be the new Christmas movie.
They're like Santa's kids or something.
Yeah. And to be Ascension to being new Santa, and you know it's. I didn't watch the whole thing because it was dumb. I was like, "Yeah, this is bye." I love Anna Kendrick, but I'm like, I made it.
Nico is absorbing my usual curmudgeoniness.
A humbug.
So, opening banners out of the way. Let's introduce ourselves before we get too deep. Critics on Tap. We just saw Waves, the new drama from Trey Edward Schultz. I am Bo. I am now drinking some whiskey. Had a beer earlier, happy hour wise, and move over to the Evan Williams. Let's work my way starting on the left. Hi, I'm Spencer. I had a cider in the afternoon called Tejano Dreams, and it has green chilies in it. It was really good. It's like my favorite from Fairweather Cider. It's really good.
Spicy?
No, it's just really crisp, but you get the flavor of it. Also, shout out to my homies at Batch Brew House, the new brewery in Austin that I now work for. We've got a bunch of new beers, so please come down. And it's not a shout out just because you should come buy beers from me and tip me, but also the beers are objectively really good.
And kolaches.
They are good. Yeah, they have a pineapple beer.
Is it the same location?
Yeah, it's the same location.
Oh, well,
the brew house is next door, so they're brewing next door, and their tap room is our space.
My name's Matthias. I'm on the kids mic.
Does it sound different?
The alternate kids it sounds table. A little bit different. And I'm drinking whiskey, and I had some milk stouts at the movie theater. Moving on.
Okay, that was quick. My name is Kiko.
That's
Jess Lopez. Yes, moving on. I had two omissions beers. They're gluten-free beers at the Draft House.
I'm Samantha Ray Lopez. What did I have to drink today? I had a glass of wine. Mm-hmm. It wasn't a martini. It was a Oaxacan margarita that Spencer said I had to get just because I was being indecisive. And yeah. Anyway, it was really delicious. It was a mezcal right margarita, like, which is how I like to drink my margaritas and palomas, with mezcal instead of tequila.
Yeah.
And now I'm drinking Evan Williams.
Yeah. So we just saw Waves. Clearly a pretty heavy, dramatic film. I want to call it an indie film. Even though I think the budget was somewhere in the range of 10 to 20 million.
But it was just A24, and they kind of tout themselves as like an independent studio.
It's weird to call. I still struggle with like certain films being called independent films when they're in the 10, 20, 30, 40 million dollar range. Like, I think 12 Years a Slave was called an indie film when it was like 80 million. So we're in that weird time. But this at its heart was an indie film, I feel like. And Trey, the writer-director, is an indie filmmaker at heart in the style and the approach to this. So this indie film that was 2 hours and 20 minutes, 2 hours 15.
Like four.
It's a fairly long one, pretty heavy piece. Hit a lot of emotional notes. Everyone had varying opinions on this movie, 100%, right? And that's fine. This type of movie is actual art, as opposed to a lot of films that are plopped out by studios, I feel like, that don't have a singular voice behind it, that for better or worse are allowed to create something that they believe is the best form of telling the story they want to tell. A24 strikes again, man. I wholeheartedly believe in everything that they pick up, whether or not it's good or not. I've watched films by theirs that blow me away. I've watched films by them that are not good at all, but they take chances on stuff that really deserves to be out there. And I think this is definitely one of those films. I would agree to a sentiment that I know is going to come up, which I think the back half lingered not just a little bit, but a little bit way beyond its keep. But I can see the intent behind it. I respect that. I thought just the acting in general was really phenomenal. Mm-hmm. And we were talking about this a little before the movie, but what a treat to watch a movie without knowing anything about it whatsoever. Like, I didn't watch a single trailer of this movie. I didn't know what the synopsis was. I didn't even know that the director of this movie made It Comes at Night, which I have seen and enjoyed. Had similar problems to the one this film has, but we can talk about that. But I liked that going completely blind into something and just taking a chance on it. I thought that paid off for me, at least. So that's my feeling about it. Yeah, and that was something I was going to ask is, you know, everybody kind of start with any preconceived information you had coming in. If it was none, great. But if anyone knew anything about it, had seen trailers, anything at all. Because I have mine on a separate level. So, yeah. Sam?
I did not realize how heavy it was going to be. I think I only read like the synopsis when I was buying the tickets, and like that is also like made by the Alamo and kind of funny sometimes, you know, like not necessarily accurate. So I don't know what to take from that ever. So I'm like, so I basically came in totally blind. And yeah, I mean, I agree with the sentiment in that, you know, this being a piece that the writer director had a lot of control over, and that's kind of something that we wish for, right? As independent filmmakers, like I want to be able to have the creative liberties or take the creative liberties that I want to. So it was kind of refreshing to see that happen, but, I've loved the music and all of like that whole, it was a very quiet film in terms of like dialogue at times for the majority of the film, but the music is what like kept the intensity up. And I do feel like it was pretty intense for a good amount of time. And you were learning these characters and, you know, by the end it started to, you know, lag a little bit in terms of like pacing, but I think by that time I was so fully invested in all of the characters that by the time we see them kind of processing and stuff like that, it did feel like I was a lot more connected to them at that point. So whether he meandered too much early on or not, you know, maybe it did contribute to my reaction to the characters later when we all see them kind of, I guess without getting into spoilers, I don't know what else to say here.
Yeah,
but
no, I feel you. Yeah. Kiko, I know you're gonna have more negative time. That's fine. Don't let me bash you is all I'm saying. Like, don't let me prevent you from saying things. I just wanted to like
show some truth, Kiko. I want to hear it.
This is apparently what happens when you give a film student a grant to do something for Dare and use SoundCloud as your music. Fucking shit. Yes.
Right, there you go.
Put that on the poster, please. Oh my god.
Who would pay for that poster? I don't understand.
I don't know who paid for this. I was like, what the hell? This is. It was just a Dare thing and the music. You're right. I was like, if you said it was $20 million budget, I was like, because you spent it all on the damn music. It's the only movie I've ever seen where the main characters have less lines than the supporting characters. Like, it was a good 30 minutes in the movie and the main character had 3 lines. And I'm like, what the freaking hell is going on? I have no reason why I need to care about any of you. But other than that, that's all I know. I didn't like it at all. But I stayed for you guys.
There we go. And Matthias, bring us home.
Feel good movie of the year.
No. I mean, okay. Yeah, when they were doing Ecstasy.
Right, absolutely.
Yeah. No.
The car ride, yeah.
That's just the way.
Oh, God. Okay. Without spoiling this. Okay, so the beginning of this movie has such momentum, like the title sequence was so engrossing. Trey Edward Schultz, Drew Daniels, I don't know who's really responsible for that. Drew Daniels is a cinematographer, and that just... The way they introduced this film is like phenomenal. Mm-hmm. Like how I just couldn't get over like how amazing that introduction was. Going into this film, I think I knew about. I can't say this until later, but
save it.
Let's I knew go about on. The perspective of the films. Anyway, I will say that going off that thought of how much this film does, I do think it adds up to a lot, but I'm not exactly sure what that amounts to. There's a
few, if it pays off or not.
Yeah, there's a few things that I did love about it, but it has some issues. And so I don't know. But I think it's probably the one film that'll probably stick with me to the end of the year, you know, that kind of visceral thing, you know. This and Parasite are the two films that just like the feelings it makes and the imagery and the everything like colliding together just made it something that will impact you. Whether or not you'll like it, who knows? But yeah.
I think there will be particular people who absolutely love this movie for doing something very specific. And there'll be a lot of people who it's just not their cup of tea, and that's totally fine too, because this is, you know, this is an art form. So, that's it. Yeah. I mean, it's one of those, if this is the type of movie you love and you love some of the A24 stuff, this might be for you. And it's worth checking out and forming your own opinion. Otherwise, not so much. So,
all right. So,
okay.
This was great. If we want to see
it, we can watch it.
Yeah.
Thank you for joining us on Critics on Tap.
Review responsibly.
Thank you.